through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear.
I've only just tuned in to the last voice break you did.
Oh, yes.
What star sign are you two?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Saggy.
Aquarius.
Well, actually, I'm a cusp, sorry.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that even a thing? I don't even
It's
know.
Totally a thing. So what are you, 22nd?
21st.
21st.
Sagittarius, Capricorn, blend, perfect blend.
What are you? What are you, Tim?
Leo.
Leo.
As if you had to ask.
Yeah.
Honestly, I know absolutely nothing about star signs. I'm always like, yes. Just have no idea what any of it means.
I'm pretty sure every significant romantic relationship I've ever had, all Capricorns.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lot of, there's a trend
see,
there.
See, I say
then.
That. Like,
Christmas
ooh, yes.
Day, New Year's Day.
No
my
idea
wife's
what that means.
Friends and have had relationships with Scorpios, which is unusual for a Sagittarius, I must say.
Ooh, love.
Gotta watch them Scorpios.
This is a tangent.
What's going on in the media?
Well, I've made an executive decision based on the fact that I'm in charge of my own volunteer segment here at BFM
Fair.
To not do politics right. today. Because I think everyone's just bloody
exhausted
enough, right?
Fair enough.
I don't think this counts. I shouldn't have led with this one. But New Zealand's Minister for Statistics, James Shaw, has created a world first. Did you guys hear about the algorithm charter? Have you been reporting on that? So this is just in the last couple of days. We're the first country in the world to create such a government charter. And it's going to govern our government agencies' use of algorithms in their operations day to day.
So is this like a world first?
It is indeed.
That's
we're the first
cool.
country in the world to do this. And what it's going to require of the signatories is plain English explanations of what operations government agencies are using algorithms for.
Okay.
And it's also going to make it incumbent on them to incorporate te ao Māori in their decision making around the use of algorithms. So people
That's interesting. How does that work?
Oh, bugger if I know.
We'll find out, I'm sure.
But I guess with like operational matters in government agencies, there's a bunch of things they need to weigh.
Right.
And that's now explicitly in the mix as something that you need to consider when you're making business cases for things. There's 21 agencies in total that have signed up to the charter. Ministry of Education, Internal Affairs, Justice, and 18 others. The New Zealand Defence Force has as well, but there matters of national security itself are excluded from a lot of the rules.
Right.
There's some rules around clarity that the government agency signatories have to have around the use of people's data.
Okay.
And
makes sense.
Yeah, national security. Disappointingly, but unsurprisingly, always gets a pass on those sorts of things. Weirdly, ACC is a signatory, but I saw that the Ministry of Health isn't. So I don't know if they're like working out how to incorporate it into their ministry before signing, or if they're not going to be a signatory. But
so is the kind of point of this as an exercise around transparency, or
yeah, it is. It is mainly that's how I see it anyway. So it's actually really interesting because like algorithms already. Are very involved in our day-to-day life. The one that we think of the most is probably our Facebook feed.
Yeah.
So algorithms technically, like the definition, it's just a piece of math that determines an outcome for something. And as we're getting way and way more digital and just literally how we spend our hours of the day, algorithms are becoming increasingly important and sort of taking over our life. But there's really important questions that need to be asked around their usage, particularly with things like law enforcement. There's been some examples overseas of algorithms basically firing out some really unequal and potentially racist outcomes.
Yeah.
And when you're trusting your processes to a black box computer system that you don't know how the determinations are being made because the math is so complicated, it can fire out some outcomes that then people aren't very accountable for.
Yeah.
So this charter is New Zealand leading the way, this is the way I see it, and trying to gain a bit of accountability for this increased computerisation of our operations.
That sounds like a good thing.
It does seem like a good thing. So we'll see, as all of these things, I don't think it's like super duper legally binding, so we'll see how stringently these government agencies stick to the charter and the spirit of it. But it's a great step in the right direction and a world first, so pretty
Excellent.
Cool for us.
So that's your politics adjacent segment. Now we're just swerving into unknown territory. What are we talking about here?
Oh my God, unknown. Well, the Bauer mags are coming back, or at least some of them. So Mercury Capital bought up operations from the German owners, and they released a statement saying, Women's Day, New Zealand Women's Weekly, and the Australian Women's Weekly NZ, and The Listener, and Air New Zealand's in-flight magazine Kia Ora, would all resume publishing immediately. But it's kind of weird because they fired 270 people, so I'm not a hundo on how they're pulling that off. They've announced that they are hiring 40 people, which sort of begs the question, how do 40 people do the jobs of 270? And they released a statement which makes me a little bit nervous about the future of the media industry in New Zealand, which is all the content will be created in New Zealand and the advertising sold here. The back-end operations like circulation and human resources will be done in Australia.
So what does that mean? Why is that making you nervous?
It makes me nervous because whenever you have a workplace with employees and they make comments about HR operations being offshore, it kind of says to me that workers' rights are going to get eroded, and I have a feeling it'll be a situation where there is a shit ton of contractors who do not get, expected employment benefits,
right,
like sick leave and parental leave and things like that, and there'll be just a bunch of cost-saving measures to keep these journalists on, but in a way that is very weighted towards the company.
Right.
And probably not so great for the journalists and other people who are contributing.
Bit of a slightly worrying question mark there.
Potentially. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting kind of watch this space one. There was a local guy, Simon Chesterman, bought Metro. He's the co-founder of Rugby Pass that he sold to Sky TV for 40 mil. So he decided to pick up Metro. And a couple of German tourists who are in Auckland picked up North and South.
This feels very much like, you know, when you're playing Monopoly and you're like, I have got Women's Day.
And the last one, which I wanted some funny more details for. I guess it's not that funny, but it's kind of funny. Ellen DeGeneres is being investigated for a toxic work environment, which has
I've been following this.
The worst kept secret.
It's just
in
all over
Hollywood.
Twitter for like years.
For years. For years and years. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it'd be fair to say that Ellen DeGeneres is kind of an infamously awful boss. There's just been a litany of awful stories about her, ranging from, like, the innocuous, which is that no staff are allowed to make eye contact with her when she's in the building. If you go in and have a meeting or a conversation with her, you have to chew gum before you do so, because apparently she's quite sensitive
this
to smell.
So much like The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. That is the perfect reference point for this, Tess. So, they've publicly announced that they're doing a workplace investigation of this toxic culture, which has come up again and again and again and again online. There's just been some awful stories.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm a little bit cynical, and I've seen some comments online which really resonate to what I think's actually going on, which is that they're assessing the financial viability of the show, considering the reputational damage that this awful, awful woman has done. And I think what they'll probably do is they're going like, COVID's a big thing. Is her reputation now irrecoverable for us to make money? And if so, we're kind of going to use the, workplace bullying, we have to shut it down thing. Mm. That's my take on it.
That'd be interesting.
This is not new.
No, this is a law. Yeah, this has been around for years.
It has.
If you know where to look.
She's a baddie. Ellen DeGeneres.
Someone's texted in my opinion, with a hot take about Bauer. They've said 40 people can do the job of hundreds by using algorithms? Question mark. So, I don't know. Listener hot tag.
Why to tie the stories together. That's a lovely comment that just shows you've been listening to the whole segment. I dig it.
You get a point for listening. Hey, thank you very much, Tim.
No walkers.
We'll see you next week.
See you then. Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. You